Hello to my truth and freedom-seeking friends. I'm Peyman Motayadeh, president of Freedom Law School at freedomlawschool.org. In this presentation, I will cover the topic, why IRS is collapsing. Yes, and it's time for all of us, all of you, to join the national tax strike. I have not filed and paid federal income taxes for over 30 years and been teaching Americans like you to do the same legally and safely. And this is your opportunity to be free now. This is exciting news. I can't wait to share it all with you, my friends. Look at, you know, what's going on out there with the IRS. First of all, IRS tells us they have a thing called compliance presence. What is it about IRS, about compliance presence? Well, they claim that they have compliance that includes what? Examination, audits of most types of tax returns. They audit tax returns, right? We write information reporting to the IRS, right, that they want to verify. Math error notices on your tax returns. Criminal investigations of your tax returns. These are critical tools to determine if the income, expenses, and credits are being accurately reported to on your tax returns, and identify and resolve taxpayer errors on your tax returns, and to identify fraud on your tax returns. Interesting. These tools ensure that IRS has presence across taxpayers of all income and asset levels. That's right. Four. Taxpayers, because you file tax return. That's when they use compliance against you. What if you don't file? Oh, you'll be in a different category. They'll leave you alone, as you will see in a moment. You'll be very excited to see. But the word taxpayer, look at this. According to definitions of that in the Internal Revenue Code, Section 7701, taxpayer is any person subject to any internal revenue tax. Well, when you sign a tax return, you claim you are subject to the internal revenue taxes, which I contend 99% of Americans are not required to file a tax return to begin with or pay income taxes to the federal government. Let's hear now from this person. This was a DOGE government efficiency temporary agent, people that were there with Elon Musk to cut the waste in federal government. One of these guys was asked to come and help with the IRS, and that is him. His name is Sam Korkos. And here's a couple of clips we're going to show you tonight on what he discovered there, which will blow you away about the IRS's incompetence, how they're literally from within falling apart of incompetence. Here we go.
In the IRS, the compliance team told me early on they really need help with their software systems. They said we have at least 60 different systems that do not communicate with each other at all.
Can you believe that? The division of the IRS that wants to keep you as a slave when you file tax returns, they have 60 different computer systems at least that they don't talk to each other. Or you thinking IRS is this God monster that sees all, that knows all, because your employer sent the IRS a W-2 form about what you made. Or somebody you work for as an independent contractor sent a 1099 form about how much they paid you to the IRS. None of that stuff matters. These guys are in trouble. Listen to more of what he has to say.
I assume this was an exaggeration. I spent two full days now at the compliance facility.
He thought that was an exaggeration, just like you are assuming. What? IRS is, everybody knows, powerful. They get you, put you in jail, take everything you got. What do you mean? IRS, they're the powerful, evil empire, right? Well, let's see what more he's got to say about the IRS.
Just watching how these systems work. They are, if anything, they're under they're underestimating how many of these systems there are. In software, when you're building these types of systems, one of the just core principles is You want to have a single source of truth for any piece of data. This is foundational. Sometimes you might have two sources of truth if you're doing like a really messy migration, or you have some caching layer and you're kind of balancing those two. But really, one is the goal. As of last count, which I think is last week, the IRS has about 108 competing sources of truth. I'm not talking about data sources. This is like the most complex Rube Goldberg I've ever seen in my life in the IRS.
Yep. Over 108. So basically, you're thinking the IRS is watching me, but they're not. You found that 1040 income tax confession form puts the burden on you to, did they process my tax return correctly? They're going to audit me or not? I'm not so sure. They don't know what's going on. Is withholding of your paycheck by your employer, that's a problem, as well as, you filing a 1040 tax form. So let's talk about this agency, which is in really bad shape, okay? What did President Trump do? One of the best things that he has done is cutting the IRS's number of employees. The 2025 IRS workforce reductions, okay? Okay, now we went here because when you go to this article, and it links here to the IRS, to the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration website. The website of the government is not working. They tell you that the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration website is temporarily unavailable. So we have to go back to a report of these guys that summarize some of the key findings of the Treasury auditors. That over 25,000 employees of the IRS have been separated, or basically fired or retired, okay? Okay, since January 2025. Yep. And basically that means resulted in a 25% reduction of IRS total workforce as of May of 2025. Yep. Here's from that report. We have this page saved as of May of 2025 in different parts of the IRS. How much you have to lay people off? Over 20% in every case, up to close to 30%. That is a huge cut to any organization. Basically, one out of four people is leaving. That hurts a lot. And IRS was already in very bad shape, okay? And when Trump, thank goodness, did that to the IRS. Let's hear more from this organization called IRS, how incompetent they are for ourselves one more time.
You asked very basic questions about their role, and they can't even answer the simplest questions. Like if your job is you are the engineer responsible for data integrity, and I ask you a basic question of like, okay, so how does data go from here to here? And they go, oh, I don't know. We should ask so-and-so. It's like, okay, is that just your answer for everything? Like what do you actually do other than set up meetings?
How does data go from here to here? Are you serious? From a server computer, how does it get to this user of the system? You don't know how that happens? And you got a system that you're in charge of running and don't know anything about the basic flow of information from your computers to your people that use it, to the people, American people that call you? Yes, it is that bad. Okay, let's continue.
There's a really good book. Do you ever read the book Bullshit Jobs?
No, but I have an idea about what it is.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. And because you can't really fire these people.
Oh, I like that. They're full of BS jobs. People doing nothing productive, right? And that's right. You cannot fire federal employees. It takes almost an act of God. It's very rare to be able to fire a federal government worker because the laws have been made to make it extremely difficult to fire federal workers, no matter how bad, incompetent, lazy, alcoholic they are, they don't show up to work. Yeah, it is really that bad. Let them explain to you guys a little bit more. What happens?
Because you can't really give them negative performance reviews. They're just sort of there. As like a data point, at most software companies that I've worked at or had exposure to, the ratio of engineers to non-engineers within like a product design engineering function is something like 5 engineers to every 1 non-engineer. Or if you're like a really tech-heavy company, it might be 10 to 1. We're basically the inverse of that. It's like 1 to 10. There are so many people whose job it is to like manage managers of managers of contracts of managers. There are some really good people, but it is not the majority.
Right. Yeah. So basically, you should have, let's say, 1 non-technical person maybe managing 5 computer people, right? Technical people, right? But here's the other way around. 5 people are supervising 1 person who does actual work. Yes, that's how ridiculous it is at the Irish world, the BS jobs. Okay, and it's worse, by the way. He further talks about these people that hire them to do the job. They actually do not know when they hire them if they can do the job. On the resume they put on, they can do this program. They assume they really know it, and they hire them, and they, once they hire them, oh, he doesn't know how to do that either. So that's how bad it is with the IRS. So bottom line is this, ladies and gentlemen, you've got to recognize that you've been BS'd by the Wizard of Oz. The major media has blown up the IRS to be such a powerful being that they are not. Look at behind the curtain I'm pulling aside for you guys from the Wizard of Oz. It's a bunch of lazy people on literally 1960s computer technology. I'm not kidding. They are 1960s assembly level and COBOL language still, which I learned in college back in 1980 in California, okay? And they got you American people afraid with lies, deception, and propaganda. Don't be a Dorothy and her friends. Recognize all of your life you've been programmed to be a slave. Here's the real reason people pay income tax in America, because the television media, the propaganda, you know, false charismatic preachers telling you to pay your taxes, fear, relaxation, adoration of government, panic, anxiety, shock, to get you to be a slave. Okay, and I'm going to show you this short little video. This grasshopper is the system. Okay, the deep state, the IRS, the Department of Injustice, these politicians, the media, and you are the ants they are trying to enslave. Watch and have fun. The comparison is really real to what's going on out there. Here we go. And that one person he's talking about is me. The rest of it is you guys.
Hey, you're right. It's just one ant.
Yeah, boy. They're puny.
Puny? Say, let's pretend this grain is a puny little ant.
Did that hurt?
Nope. Well, how about this one?
Are you kidding?
How about this?
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up. Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life.
It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line.
Okay, well, yep, you saw the truth. We outnumber them. We outnumber the swamp. There's over 300 million Americans out there. There's so few of these guys are incompetent in government. Okay? We outnumber them. But if we ever figure that out, you figure that out, there goes their comfortable way of life, and life will be better for you, which is what they don't want. So you got to realize what's going on out there, folks. They're not after you. You're just an ant to them. Not to me. I love you. I want you to be free. But to them, you're just a penal ant. They got you scared of it. Grasshoppers, they'll come get us. Okay? That's the game they've been playing with you for a long time. See, the fact of the matter is the number of non-filers, people who don't file pay income tax, is overwhelming to the IRS. That's right. In 1990, the IRS estimated that about 63 million Americans who they expected to file 1040 income tax forms for 1996 did not file. That's not my number. 63 million Americans who don't file is IRS's number. So with a population increase since 1996, with 330 million Americans or more, there's about 80 million or so, perhaps more people who don't file 1040 income tax confession forms. Here's the letter. You think I'm making it up? In 1998, the Department of the Treasury, Internal Revenue Service, Washington, D.C., to Mr. Duane Abel. Well, they're telling him, look at the second paragraph of this letter. Based on our 1996 tax filing program, we estimate the IRS estimates. They don't even know. They're guessing. There are approximately 63 million taxpayers who have not filed a tax return and initially would appear to have a legal requirement to file. Yep. This estimate, where is it based upon? It's based upon data available to the service, IRS, on the individual master file. Yes. The W-2 form, the 1099 forms, that's what they primarily get it from. 63 million non-filers. Well, let me ask you, is there 63 million Americans in prison for not filing a tax return? How about 63 million Americans having their bank account and paycheck being frozen and taken? No. That doesn't happen. That's a myth that they programmed in our heads. You've got to free yourself of the lies. Get out of the matrix of deceptions. You're free when you don't file a 1040 form. If you don't file, there is no audit. By law, IRS must send you an official letter called the Notice of Deficiency, like this one I'm showing you. And what does it say? Look at what it says in here in this box. You can contest the changes by filing a petition with the U.S. Tax Court. Yes. IRS must issue, by law, a tax proposal. And you have a chance to contest it, challenge it, have a trial in a U.S. tax court. And these incompetent, ignorant accountant and CPAs pretend to know the law, enroll agents, but they don't know the law. Okay? And the tax attorneys, they cost too much, and many of them are ignorant as well. But you can challenge them if you don't file. If you file, you confess you're the IRS money, and you don't have the right to challenge the IRS from the get-go. You can challenge the IRS from the get-go. And look at this. This is from Tax Court's website. United States Tax Court. They have, look at the left, regular judges, they have only 19 of them. Yes. These senior and special judges take cases once in a while. They have under 20 regular judges for a country of 300 plus million Americans. Yes, there's 19 people. That's it. There is no way IRS can come after even a tiny fraction of those people who don't file 1040 income tax confession form. Yeah. You know, they're just overburdened. And now, with the IRS going through shortages, IRS appeals officer have been fired or left. There's a backlog already in tax court. Yes, I know. Because people contact me about tax court cases. IRS is not getting back with them. They're saying, what's going on with the IRS? They're not contacting us. The tax court case is not moving forward because they're already overburdened. There's no way they can come after you as a non-filer. That's why it's a perfect time for what? For a national tax strike. And this is what former Congresswoman Marjorie Greene Taylor Taylor Green brought to attention to everybody that, you know, almost every trumpeter I see on X is so fed up they are planning a 2026 tax revolt, and rightfully so. That's right. I mean, Biden was bad with all the open borders, socialism, LGBTQ nonsense, you know, men and women's bathroom, having, you know, surgeries and mutilation of children, you know, all the craziness that then we thought we got Trump. And guess what? With the whole Epstein child sex trafficking scam being covered up by Pam Bondi, the DOJ of Trump administration as well. Wait a minute. What's going on here? Democrat, Republican, neither one represents you, the American people out there. That's why tax strike is appropriate. In fact, look at this. You know, this is on the top of this federal tax strike group that was created December 30th of last year, 2025. Okay? For every 72,000 people in the group who stopped paying federal income tax, we create a $1 billion impact to the federal government. Yep. See, remember this, folks. George Washington crossed the frozen Delaware to kill people for a 3% only tea tax. Yep, just a 3% tea tax. And this group, check this out, okay? This, you'll find it unbelievable about this situation, okay? I'm going to have to refresh this thing. Started on when they started this group on the 30th of December. Okay, let me put this group back up. Here we go. 30th of December 2025, it already has over 61,000 members. Boy, last week and the last week, it was under 50,000. In a few days, it's over 60,000. Yes, because people are fed up. Our government, which is not by you, we the people, of you, we the people, for you, the American people, we the people. We have a government by corrupt criminal, child predator, billionaires, their politician, their media friends, okay, their corporations, of their people, for them. So why are any of us paying these criminals any money? Oh, because you guys are afraid of that. But you gotta get over that, folks. That proof is available for you at freedomlawschool.org. If you're not to be afraid of the IRS, I've given you some of that. You gotta keep going, and you gotta understand this. You want to and should follow the law as written in the law books. Here is in my hand, you see the Internal Revenue Code. This is the Bible of the IRS. That is what they're supposed to follow, right? And if you read this thing like I have, the relevant parts, it does not apply to you, the people of the 50 United States, except some very small stuff like tax on oil. That's right. So you just got to go take a little time on our website, freedomlawschool.org, and take 10 minutes in this video and see that based upon the official legal websites of the U.S. government, no law requires 99% of Americans to file and pay income taxes. And then, you know, you got to go to step two, stop putting a rope around your neck. That's right. When you do that, you stop filing income tax forms, you free yourself. Because when you are deceived by your accountant, attorney, to sign the IRS 1040 form, tax confession trap form, you put the IRS noose around your neck. How? Well, it is simple. When you sign and file a 1040 confession trap form, you state under oath that you owe the IRS money. This is how you give the IRS the power to audit you, empty your bank accounts, steal your crypto and your property, and also put you in prison. The details on there on our website. Go there. Step two of the 7 steps to be free of the IRS, okay? And here's it is. You got take a close look, add your signature line on the penalty of perjury, use tell the IRS that you owe the money and you go to prison for 9 years for one signature you get, you put out these 1040 forms, okay? Now, this is the bottom line. Fear they got you, free yourself of that, and join a tax strike, okay? It's all there for you to do it yourself. You don't need to pay tribute. This corrupt beast system, be afraid of the beast. You have the power if you claim it. You can question authority, folks. Yes, write your congressman like we have done. Ask them to show you where the law required to file and pick up tax, and you pay if they show you that you are wrong and you actually do owe federal income taxes. This is how you safely stop paying this beast system. In our petitions to congressmen, available for free at freedomlawschool.org, you tell them you believe everyone should pay their fair share of income taxes according to the law. You fail to tell them that you don't own income tax. Yes, this is your self-determination that you will have no taxable income. You owe zero to the Washington, D.C. government. You're not liable to pay federal income tax. And you tell them, look, if I'm wrong about this and I do owe federal income taxes, show me. Show me how I'm wrong. And I will gladly pay all taxes due and will consider such payment to be my fair share. But if you cannot find that I'm wrong, you got to stop the crooks and criminals in IRS and DOJ who are misapplying the law to the American people. The law in these cases is all attached there. So go to freedomlawschool.org. You can do it for free on your own. Or if you want a 100% guarantee that privilege is available, that you'll be protected 100% from the IRS. No jail time. Just like me, 30 years plus, haven't filed and paid income tax. Never been to jail for not paying income taxes, right? None of my students have gone to prison for not filing and paying income taxes as long as they came to me clean, like you. Stop filing and paying income taxes with Freedom Law School and stayed with Freedom Law School. Okay? So that privilege is available for those of you who want to be part of restoring America to freedom. It's your birthright to do the right thing. It's your right to stand up for yourself and your family and your country. So go to our website, freedomlawschool.org, and have yourself be free. Now, one more thing. If you're an employee, okay, what you want to do is go to our website. On the right, on the top right area here, on the menu, free yourself from tax withholding. It's there, okay? So click on that. Free yourself from income tax withholding tab. And when you do that, it shows you how to stop your employer from stealing income tax from your paycheck. Instructions are here on video for you in detail. Okay? Explanation of it. And sample paperwork step by step is there for you. So stop the money stealing from your paycheck. Stop filing income taxes. IRS is down, 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 down. You are up, up. You are awake as to what's going on out there, and you be free like me. And I love you for taking the time. Thank you for listening to me and see if this information will be what you're looking for. Because it is. You've been looking to be free. And you found it here at freedomlawschool.org. Join the National Tax Strike. Tax 2026 like it's 1776. All right, my friends, now I'm going to go to your questions to help you be free of the it's really slavery, it's really Satan. Pick your choice, which one is the actual name of this IRS? I wonder why they picked those initials. It's all based on deception and fear, my friends. Okay. We have right now several people on the line to get their questions answered. I'm going to announce them right now. The first one is from area code 817. The second one is from area code 707. Then another one from area code 248. Followed by a call from area code 920. So people, please get your questions quickly so I can get to everybody without them waiting too much. 817, area code caller, please give me your first name, how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please.
My name is David. I have two quick questions.
How did you hear about us
my
first?
My wife is a green card holder. Pardon me?
How did you hear about Freedom Law School?
Hello?
How did you hear about...
My son told me.
Your friend?
I heard from my son.
Great! Man, that's a smart son. Yes. Teaching his dad something. Wonderful.
Yes, he is.
All right, go ahead. So what's your question, David?
My wife is a green card holder. Does she need to pay?
Does she live in the District of Columbia?
No, she lives in Arlington, Texas.
Okay.
And she's just a regular employee of Amazon.
Okay. So she's not a citizen or resident of the District of Columbia. Therefore, the law does not require to file income tax. What you want to do is this. Go to our website, the 7 steps, follow the law. The only people that are required to file income tax are citizens and residents of Washington, D.C. Also, if you have real estate in D.C., okay, maybe some of the activities in Washington, D.C., they owe income tax, which includes everybody else from all over the earth, from France, Russia, Japan, California, Texas, Florida, Arkansas, the 50 states, none of you owe income tax. Okay? Whether you have income, green card holder, American citizen, or from Egypt, doesn't matter. You're not a citizen or resident of Washington, D.C. Understood, Dave?
There's a second part to this question, sir. When she goes to file for citizenship, the immigration, they always ask for tax records. Will that present a problem, or what do we have to do about that?
Who told that to you? Because that's not true. That's not true.
They don't ask for your tax records?
No, they do not ask for your tax records. What they
oh
do...
Well, then,
I looked it up the other day, but you called before, David, didn't you?
Yes, I called.
You did?
Week.
Okay. So I tell you, I got that form. Tell you what, I got other people waiting to get your question answered. I looked it up because of you, but I don't have the answer with me. I looked up the forms, and I had it. In fact, you had a consultation about that, I think, didn't we? And I covered that with you on the call. And I gave the form to you. Remember, we talked. I showed you on the form. That's not what they do.
I thought I talked to one of your people.
I talked to one person, maybe talked to one, maybe a different Dave. I don't know. But I got that. Call tomorrow, okay, and tell them that I talked about this with somebody at the forum, and I'll have the form them showing to you that, no, that's not true. They do not ask for tax returns for you, her, to become a citizen. It's not like, oh, give you a tax return. No, they don't do that.
Okay, thank you, sir. I'll call tomorrow, and I'll let you go to the next
one. Let them know. I told you to call. It was a Freedom Hour about the green card issue about your wife. No, they do not ask you to bring a tax return. They ask you, have you ever filed a tax return you failed to file, which you haven't, because it doesn't apply. Same thing with your wife, okay? The form have changed a little bit, but I don't have it right to go over you specifically. By the way, next time you call about something, David, you need to get the documentation to me. You said the form says that? Get it to me ahead of time on the Freedom Hour to show me the page that says that so I can discuss that with you. Otherwise, I will go on my memory and your memory, and that doesn't do anybody no good. Send the paperwork that you want to review up to 10 pages for free to Freedom Law School, okay? By fax, email, or U.S. mail, and let us know it's for the Freedom Hour. Make sure we got it. Call, make sure we put it, they put it in front of me for the Freedom Hour, and I will go over it for you for free. So you want to get that paperwork that person told you about to me? This is the part that says that? No problem. I'll go over that with you at that time, more specifically, myself here publicly. Okay?
Okay, sir.
All right.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. Before we go to 707 caller, I'm going to add, let's see, we got to update the numbers of callers. 707 a caller, 248 area code caller, 920 area code caller, 832 area code caller, followed by a 949 area code caller. Okay, so hang in there, folks. I'll get to all of you. 707 area code caller, you are next. Please give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Hello, Paymon. My name is Nikki, and I heard about Freedom Law School through the Red Pill Expo with G. Edward Griffin. That was a few years ago. More recently, I've been watching your weekly podcasts regularly. I've had a private consultation with Freedom Law School staffers, and I've really had a good look through all the information on the website. And so I understand the basics, I believe, you know, not filing, the things that you've been discussing already in this podcast. And here's my question, though. When you become a non-filer, supposing, you know, this year, 2026, in respect of 2025 tax year, I do not file a 1040, though I have got a W-2 or 1099 income having been reported to the IRS. I get that the IRS are unlikely to come after a person such as that who does not file. However, is there not a risk that they may come after you in respect of previous tax years where you have filed a 1040 confession form, and then they start to audit you and kind of, you know, sneakily, vindictively try to get back at you for becoming a non-filer?
No. And here's why. There's already about 80 million sheep that got away. 80 million sheep Americans that they got away already from the slavery. They can't get those guys. And they don't even know all of them, these incompetents. You're assuming that they know you, Nikki. You're assuming in your head that some of the IRS is going to say, hey, guys, Nikki used to file a 1040 income tax return every year. He was a good little slave. What happened? He stopped. Oh, my gosh. Charlie? David? Roseanne? Somebody back there. Go get Nikki. Come on. We got to get this guy. Can't let that slave get away. That is all propaganda of the corrupt major media. Let me ask you to think logically, not based upon your heart or fear. I cannot control anybody's feelings. Sorry. I cannot do that. You're going to handle that part of not letting your feelings control your thinking. 80 million non-filers already. That's the estimate. How are they going to identify anyone to go really go after? How are they going to do that? You think they're going to notice you? That was a video I just played for you with the grasshoppers. These ants, like you and us, my eye, outnumber them in government 100 to 1. No, it's more like 10,000 to 1 or more. And if you, Nikki, and the American people ever figure that out, there goes their way of life, and you'll be free. So you got to listen to the videos on Freedom Law School website to hear this stuff in detail explained to you. That is the only way that you can really understand and get your heart to be comfortable. Okay? Go to there to restore freedom. Take 7 steps to free yourself, regain your privacy. Okay? It's all at freedomlawschool.org. All right, anything else, Nikki?
Thank you. That's very reassuring. Can I ask one more little question?
Sure.
I'm live in California, and I understand that you've described California as an aggressive taxing authority. And I'm wondering if what you recommend for people residing in California whether to continue to file California income tax forms or not.
Are you employee or employer?
Employee.
Then you are basically a sitting duck, because they can go to your employer and say to steal 25% of your paycheck. So yes, our FDB is very well organized and aggressive. They become slower than what they were a few years ago, but they're still pretty aggressive, and that's a risk there. So I always recommend everybody, America is not a country with 50 countries. You don't like country A, New York? Leave it. Don't like Illinois? Leave it. Don't like California? Leave it. Nobody's making you stay there. These states are going down, 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 down. Now, even you heard Mark Zuckerberg, owner of Facebook, has left California, has made Florida his home. Trump left New York, made Florida his home. Yes, you can do the same thing. Go to a different state, and I guarantee you, even though your hourly wages will be less, the cost of living and taxes will be far less. Yes, you can have a better lifestyle if you leave that communist state, let it burn and crash before it comes back up. Okay? Anything else?
Well, I understand, but supposing, you know, it's not easy to just uplift, to uproot. Yeah, and of course, California is true, everything that you say about it, but it also probably has, I think you could say, the best climate in the country. So there are definitely advantages.
Climate? Are you kidding me? You're talking about smog? Southern California? No, thank you. Are you talking about traffic? No, thank you. Here, Central Florida has better weather, more rain, and here we can do. That's your choice. You don't have to leave. You can stay there
right.
If you're happy, content, stay there.
But in practical terms,
you got to pay or not pay.
Okay, to not file federal.
Federal, you can be free.
But continue to file state in California.
If you want to stay there, and them don't take money from you plus penalty interest as a wage earner. Yep, that's the price you're choosing to pay. For the good weather. All right, anything else?
Thank you very much for your time. I appreciate your response.
My pleasure, Nikki. Thank you. I left California, my friend, so can you. Founding fathers, grandparents left Europe, came to America. It wasn't easy for them to leave Europe, come a continent over there, leave family, what they're accustomed to behind. Hey, freedom is not free. Are you comfortable there? Fine, you can stay in England, you can stay in Germany. You know, not come to America, or you can stay in California, New York. That's a choice only you can make for yourself. Okay, we got 248 area code caller, 928 area code caller, 832 area code caller, and then 252 area code caller. The 949 area code caller got tired of waiting and left. Sorry about that. 248 area code caller, you're next, my friend. Give me your first name, how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please.
Hi, this is Maurice. Can you hear me?
Yes, please spell your name.
Hello. Okay. Maurice.
Thank you, Maurice. And how did you hear about Freedom Law School?
Dave from News Treason. He had an interview with you about a year ago, and he replayed it.
What platform did he play?
Every day.
What platform? YouTube, Rumble, where?
Rumble.
And what's the name of his channel?
Mark and Dave from News Treason.
Okay. Write that down, guys. Let's check it out, okay? All right. Very good. Oh, I see that. Very good. All right. Very good. And how may I help you, Maurice?
Okay. Well, I'm trying to retire this year, and I don't want to pay any taxes. I'm done. And Social Security, believe it or not, I was surprised. I said I don't want any taxes taken out, and they did that. But I've got this, it's a lifetime annuity, and it's an IRA. So I'm trying to start that, and I want, you know, monthly payments. So I talked to them again today, and I told them I didn't want federal taxes taken out, and they wanted me to sign this W-4R form withholding.
Mm-hmm.
And they told me I could put zero and then send that in. Is that okay to do that, or am I going to be tracked that way, or?
Well, basically, I'm going to put it on my screen for you to see, W-4 withholding certificate. Okay, let me make it bolder. For non-periodic payments and eligible rollover distributions, okay? If they force you to fill it out to not to steal by your paycheck, you don't give you a choice, unfortunately, you know? So it doesn't belong to you. It is not for you. But if that's what you got to do, you do what you got to do. But I haven't looked at this form lately, honestly. And so I need to take a look at it more closely. You may want to do a private one-on-one consultation so I can look at this more closely before you give you a better answer, because that's not a very common question that's asked of me. But this is something that I'm going to look into now that you brought it to my attention. I'll check it out. Okay? You may have to fill this out under duress if they force you. They may force you to fill it out, but we have to put a disclaimer on there that you do this by force. They're going to gun to your head. You don't fill it out, we're stealing out of your paycheck, out of your money. Well, I don't want to take my money. It's my money. Well, we will steal it from your money, from your money, and give it to the IRS 20% unless you fill it out. Well, get that. I'll fill it out with my objection on the record, in writing, that I should not have to fill out the form to begin with. So, in a one-on-one consultation, my people can give you more specific answers on this. Yeah, I suggest you do that, because this is something critical for you, that the rest of your retirement, this will affect you right here to do this thing right for you. Okay? I think we work on a form on that, on this issue. We are working on a form how to do this kind of thing properly with a proper objection noted on a W-4R form if you have to do it. Okay?
Okay. All right. So call back or...
No, this is something that you need to get a one-on-one private consultation, okay? Because we have to look at this thing more closely, because we're working right now on a form that to the objection, if you have to fill out this form, how to do it properly. So right now, I don't have answer for your form, because what are you going to do otherwise? You tell these guys you shouldn't do it, but if you don't, they're going to steal 20% of your paycheck, of your retirement money you take out. Is that what you want?
No.
Okay. Now, as a member of the Restore Freedom Plan, if you become a Restore Freedom Plan member, not only give you a protection from the IRS in any way possible to need it, criminally, civilly, money issue, even with dealing with third parties like this, with your pension company, we'll help you with the situation at no extra charge. So they don't steal money out of your retirement money. Okay?
Okay.
Call us, 813-444-4800. Again, we'll tell you about how we can help you with us. You know, join and become a member, and we can do that, help you with this situation, and no extra charge also. Okay?
Okay, I got it.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Marissa. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. We got 9-2 area code caller, 833 area code caller, and then a 252 area code caller, 920 area code caller. Please give me your first name, how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please. Yes.
My name is Sharon, and I heard you on the same podcast Maurice just talked about. It was an interview with Mark and Dave from News Treason.
Very good.
Actually, it was Mark's program. It was called Respect.
Very good. Very good. Thank you for mentioning that. All right. And how may I help you?
Okay. So I am not employed. I'm retired. So I don't have to worry about the paycheck thing. However, I do have investments. And the company I have, or the people that manage my account, they send in income, earnings, capital gains, dividends, whatever, to the IRS, correct?
Yes.
So how do I avoid dealing with that, or how do I deal with that?
You deal with it by recognizing that 1099s that they send out to the IRS, IRS doesn't use. IRS fundamentally does not use those against non-filers. They use them sometimes against filers. If you go to our website, freedomlawschool.org, as I showed you in this presentation a little bit more, you see that they'll actually use those forms. Remember, I showed you on the screen, back in 1996, IRS estimated 63 million Americans do not file 1040 income tax confession forms. That estimate is based upon W-2 and 1099 information that third parties, like your stockbroker, has given to the IRS. Yet the IRS is unable to come after this 63 million non-filers back in 1996, which is now over 80 million Americans. All right, and if you want to be extra protected, no problem. You can go and join our Restore Freedom Plan. That option is available. Okay? And if you be part of a Restore Freedom Plan, we
can. Okay, I have one other quick question.
Sure.
If I may.
Sure.
So I'm toying with selling a rental property that I have. So does that mean if I do not file, whenever I sell that property, I do not have to pay capital gains?
That is correct. You never owed any income tax to the IRS, whether it's capital gains, dividends, interest, wages, commissions, business income, crypto. You never owed any of that because the income tax is based on the people, citizens, and residents of Washington, okay. D.C., not the people of the 50 states.
Okay.
And if you join our Restore Freedom Plan, we will make sure that the escrow closing company that does the closing of the real estate deal for you will not send a false 1099 form to the IRS about the profits you made in that sale, because the law does not say that they should send that closing sale information to the IRS. They're wrong. They're mistaken. We write to them and tell them, don't delay this escrow and no 1099 ink, Sharon. And they won't. We've done that previously, successfully, by following the law. Strictly. Okay, Sharon?
Wow. Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Sharon. Thank you for your question. Before I go to our next two callers, let me put on the screen the number to call if you have a question. The number to be added to the queue of people with questions is 424-552-1299. And then you press 1 on your telephone keypad, 424-552-1299, and press 1 on your telephone keypad to get your questions answered. 832 area code caller, please give me your first name, how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please.
Hi, this is Alex. Hello?
Yes, Alex. And how did you hear about Freedom Law School, Alex?
Oh, I've been aware of your YouTube channel for a while. Haven't really followed it very much, but we got into this small discussion on the Facebook website you talked about earlier, the tax strike group, federal income tax strike, that group that you advertised earlier.
Yes, uh-huh.
And we were discussing the meaning of include in 26 U.S.C. section 7701A 9 and 10.
Mm-hmm.
And you invited me to come on your show to discuss that.
Okay. Well, I got to train my people a little bit better because there's a video on that topic, okay? I'm going to go to our website and show you a video on that, okay? So if you go on our website, okay, under, let's see, social media, under frequently asked questions, FAQ, okay? On the top center left area, click on FAQ, frequently asked questions. And you'll go down, you see a bunch of questions answered. Type the word include. Okay, yeah, and that should bring the video on that topic. Okay, let me see if that works.
I've been there, but the point is I don't agree with that.
Well, okay, you could disagree all you want, but I'll tell you the basics of it is very simple. Okay? I'll give you that. Then you watch the stuff you want to disagree with it, but it is what it is. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to tell you, which is all based upon the law. Taxation,
okay,
as ruled by U.S. Supreme Court, is by definition theft. Government come and take your property. It's theft. You know it, I know it.
Okay. Yeah, that's not what I was
hold on. Yeah, if you want me to answer your question, you need to not interrupt me. So yeah, I just started talking. Let me explain it to you. Now, taxation being theft, it's a very old, over 200 years rule of law, very clearly. When it comes to taxation, the law must be very clear exactly what and who and how it is taxed. Must be very clear. Why is that? Because if they play fast and loose with who or what, when can be taxed, they could, through loose interpretation, expand the little tax limited to certain things and activities and people to include so many more people, objects, and activities. A lot more than ever intended. So it's a very well-known principle of law. That is why, when you go to my first video on the seven steps, okay, on follow the law, you see right there, one of the things that I do, I cover the Supreme Court case of United States, Gould versus Gould, okay? I'm going to bring that right now in front of you on the computer to see. And I'm sure you've seen that. This unanimous Supreme Court case in 1917, still good law, 9-0, unanimous, in their interpretation or understanding of statutes, laws, levying taxes, imposing taxes. It is established rule not to extend the provisions by implication or implying beyond the clear import of the language used, beyond what the language of the law clearly shows, or to enlarge their operations of tax laws so as to embrace or include matters not specifically pointed out. If something is not specifically pointed out, it is not there. Okay? And in case of doubt, the tax laws are construed most strongly against the government and in favor of the citizen not being taxed. Any doubt goes against the government. Now, there's a section in the 7701 definition that says, including does not exclude terms otherwise within the meaning of that term. It's like, what does that exactly mean? They deliberately wrote that in the law on purpose to confuse you, to make you doubt, to make you not think about what the U.S. Supreme Court says. Okay? But you know, you should know this. Congress writes the law. Supreme Court says, we assume Congress writes the laws in a constitutional manner. They wrote it the way they did because they had to do it that way. Otherwise, they knew it would be unconstitutional. So despite the language of includes and including that they put in there in the Internal Revenue Code, okay, guess what? It doesn't specify anything clearly there. Therefore, we have to follow the 9-0 dictate principle that U.S. Supreme Court has said is a well-established rule and say it's not taxed. You know, the people of France, Egypt, California, Florida, 50 states are not taxed because they're not listed as part of the United States. Okay, so that is my short answer for you, my friend. Okay, and again, what you want to do, if you go on our screen, on question number 17 on our frequently asked questions, on that, I explain this thing in more detail for you. That's why I do that. This the video is specifically on this topic. Okay?
I thought this was going to be a debate.
I'm sorry, say it again.
I thought this was going to be a debate. Can I say my part of this?
You call, no, you want to debate this? No, this is not a debate, okay? What I can do for you, if you hang on, if I answer everybody's questions, I'll give a chance to specifically refute Gould versus Gould, the U.S. Supreme Court decision, okay? Okay, so but let me take other people have questions. They're not interested in debating like you are, Alex. Okay, let me take those people's questions. And we'll come back to you, Alex, from Acorn 802. So we don't hang up. We'll come back to you.
But I would like to, invite you to a debate in the future.
Well, we could do a debate in summertime when I'm not so busy. Okay, right now, a lot of people need my help, and I'm very overburdened, stressed out, believe it or not, because I got so much work to do, people. I'm in high demand. So I'm going to just drop all my responsibilities and debate X, Y, and Z. We'll say, hey, Paymon, I'm going to debate you. Come on down. A, B, C, A, come on down. Let's have a debate. Look, if I do that, I can help people who really want and need my help. And I have an obligation. They've been paying me as members. I'm a restored free man. I got to be there for them. I have to keep my word to them. So I could do this kind of stuff if you want. In summertime, when things are slower, and we can make it publicly available to everybody. I will not debate every Tom, Dick, and Harry that wants to debate me. Sorry. I can't do that for you. Because everybody and the uncle wants to debate me then. You want to debate President Trump? Trump, go, he'll do that? No, nobody will do that. Anybody that walks out there. If you get 100 people on a Zoom call or something like that, on a public platform, you get them there, no problem. I'll be able to debate you because now it's not just with you, but one person. I get to educate a lot more people that can benefit from that. Okay? So thank you.
We can do that privately too, of course.
I don't have time. Right, I just told you I don't have time. I help people. I don't have time to debate anybody that comes across.
It. Okay? I understand. All right. Okay, bye.
Thank you for understanding. I appreciate you, Alex. Okay, we have a 252-record caller, but I'm going to put the number on the screen one more time. If you have a question, call 424-552-1299 and press 1. I'll take your questions after this caller. Call 252-552-1299 and press 1. I'll take your question after the last caller right now waiting. Familiar code 252. All right, my friend, you're next. Please give me your first name, how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please.
Hello, Payman. My name is Brian. I'm in North Carolina. I heard about you on X, formerly Twitter. And my question is, I haven't filed taxes. My last filing was in 2020. The IRS just came after me for $229,000 for 2021. And I'm just signed up for your service to cover 2025. So I understand, you know, I have to address the current issue of 2021. I received a registered letter saying they're going to start levying properties. I guess, wanted to just know that and then maybe ask a little advice about that, perhaps. Have a handle it.
Well,
and the reason
send me a copy of
so
that.
Is I'm a property manager.
Do you send me a copy of your IRS letter you're referring to look at?
I'm sorry, I did not. I can do that later if you need me to, of course, and I won't take up time to discuss without the information in front of you.
Are you from Oregon?
From North Carolina.
North Carolina. That's not, I got another another Brian sent me something from there. Well, I need to see a letter that you got. And look, as a member, okay, we can look at what you got for 2021, see what it is, and and see what can be done about it. So why don't you call and talk to one of my people. Get unlimited consultation to review your current tax situation, see what it is. So we can do that for you, my friend. Call. You remember right now you joined.
Thanks, Payman.
I wish you'd joined earlier. And you know, but that's okay.
I know.
Okay. Better late than never.
No worries. Well, yes, sir. Well, thank you so much. I'll drop the call and I'll listen. Thanks so much.
You're welcome, my friend. My pleasure. All right. Okay, I think we're done with any questions. Any callers? We can go online to online questions now. We have a new caller from area code 231 that just joined us without waiting. We're going to jump to the caller from area code 231. You're live, my friend. Give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
I actually called into you once before. I asked a question.
Speak up. I can barely hear you.
I called into you once before, and you didn't actually know. You said you were going to look it up, and you told me to call back, and I didn't have a chance until tonight. So the question was, I derived an income from oil stock. Okay, so it's I invested in an oil company, so I get royalties off of oil well. Those payments, you mentioned something about you're not obligated to pay taxes unless it's from oil. These oil stocks, do I have to pay taxes on them?
No. That's based upon drilling and or processing the oil activity. That is taxed. Okay. That is section 4612, 26 U.S.C. 4612. I'm bringing that for you right now. Okay. And yeah, it's on the activity of drilling oil and other activities related to extraction, processing oil. I don't know exactly what it is, but it's in that part of it, not the profits of the oil that it's all about. So you're fine. You could make stock income from, you know, making widgets, you know, to a restaurant, to computers, to printing. It doesn't apply to you at all any more than oil would.
Yeah. Mine is actually like a royalty off the oil. So it's
right. It's fine.
A royalty from the.
That's right. That's fine. You don't owe income tax on that.
One other question. I am this year. I'm thinking about signing up for your program, but I haven't paid income taxes in the last 4 years. If something comes up from them past 4 years, are you available to hire to cover that, even though I wasn't a member then? I didn't actually know about you then, but if I sign up this year, is it possible to hire your attorneys if something comes up from the previous years, or are them not covered because I wasn't a member then?
Well, do you want to be in the position of the last caller, Brian, who did exactly what you did? You heard what he said? He said he stopped filing for several years. Just like you. For 21, 22, 23, 24, he didn't file. And for 25, he signed up. So he wishes he'd signed up. Why? Because I'm not a magic man to come in the middle of a mess and make it go away, fix it. No. To be involved, and we need to be involved early on. So as a non-student, you'd not go over that, number one. Number two, no. The answer is basically maybe, maybe not. It costs you a lot more, and I will not be able to in any way guarantee the performance that you're going to win, because many of the things that could be done, should be done, were not done, because you are not a member for 24, 23, 22, 21, like Brian, last caller, wishes he had done now. So if you want to be completely protected, you can go sign for those years as well. Yes, I'm sorry?
I say I understand that, and I appreciate that. I just didn't know about you guys then. I just found out about you last year. So that's the reason I'm asking.
So, no problem.
I didn't know if you had attorneys that you could hire or whatever to help. Yeah,
we are available as a member, yes. I do try to help people, as I said it before, with any something else previously that may have come up. Okay, I do try to help you. If I have time and resources available, I do. But the problem is people often do not do the right thing. when they're not with us. For example, I'll give you the most key thing, for example. As you saw me earlier, I showed you a notice of deficiency. IRS must issue that before they can propose a tax on you and you can challenge it in a tax court. If you don't challenge it in a tax court, you owe them the money. Okay? And now you can pay the tax, sue for a refund. That's your other option you got available. Bankruptcy is another really last resort, not really good option, almost never. Okay, so you should go to tax court. But I don't know what right now I'm hearing, for example, from Brian, what stage of the game is he at? Did the IRS issue him a notice of deficiency or not? He says IRS is trying to take his money. Maybe IRS did that wrong because they do make mistakes too, you know. Maybe not. I don't know. I got to see what his situation is before see if I can do much for him. Because if he didn't challenge him on time, man, his options just got very, very, very narrow compared to has he been with me, and I could have, from the get-go, try to help him out properly, correctly, without him losing the opportunities to challenge the IRS's tax proposals before it becomes a leg in his bank account or paycheck or taking his property.
Okay, one other quick question, and now I'll get off here. But okay, so when I fill out my W-2 at work, how do you fill that out? Do you fill that out for exempt, or do you just, because your employer is going to make you fill that out? How do you fill that out?
Well, that's easy. Go to our website, okay, freedomlawschool.org. On the right, okay, on the top center right area, the third thing is free yourself from tax withholding. Okay? Click on that.
Okay.
And that gets you to the page on how to free yourself from withholding. There's a video instruction, written instruction in there, sample fill in the blank forms. That's all there for you. If you have trouble finding it, call us at 813-444-4800. Yes, we would love to take a call and help you. We open from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time Zone weekdays and 10 to 4 on Saturdays. So the website is there. Can that work for you? Give us a call.
Okay, I got, if the IRS sends a letter telling your employer that they have to put you on single and zero, even though you filed exempt, is there anything to be done for that?
What about single zero, you said?
The IRS sent a letter. My friend filed exempt on his W-2, and he ended up, the IRS sent the employer a letter stating that they had to put him on single and zero to start withholding taxes again.
Okay.
Is there anything that can be done about that?
That is called the IRS lock-in letter. It's a completely illegal program IRS is doing on their illegal regulation that they've done, and we're in the process of getting the lawsuit filed against them. And unfortunately, the choices are, until we win that lawsuit, until we file it and win it, there isn't much choices available for your friend, except leaving that job, retiring from that job, get another job, start his own business on the side. Because employers are sadly ignorant. They refuse to read the law, understand the law, and say, look, I'll do whatever the IRS says. It's your problem. Keep me out of it. I'm going to take your paycheck as the IRS tells me until IRS tells me otherwise. That's how it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thank you, sir.
You
have a great evening.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Thank you for calling. I appreciate you, my friend. Let's go to our next caller. Just called in from area code 409. 409, caller, you're live. Please give us your first name, how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please.
Hello, my name is Lana. I live in Texas. I am an American State National. I have done all the paperwork and sent my letters to the IRS. All that
How did
stuff.
You hear about Freedom Law School?
I heard you're all over the internet. I mean, everyone. Dr. Lee Merritt highly recommended you.
Just Dr. Lee Merritt only? Or just her?
Well, Dr. Lee Merritt, Alex Jones, you were on there. You were on a bunch of shows. I've known about you a long time. Everybody knows about Peyton.
Well, thank you. All right.
My
I'm not sure about that, but okay, yeah. I'll take your word for it. So how can I help you, Lana?
Oh, yes, and thank you so much. Mm-hmm. My mother died and left an IRA. So it was at Edward Jones. So they made me sign a form for it, but I wrote, it was about withholding, and I wrote on there, I signed, I said, and then I put N/A, not applicable. American state nationals are exempt. So the taxes were like $10,000. So is that enough to cover me? I mean, is there anything else I should have done?
I don't know exactly what you did. I don't have an answer for you because I have no idea what you did, what the form was. I cannot answer a phone call without seeing the paperwork.
Okay. It was just a form about withholding. I declined for them to withhold the income tax.
And did they take money out or not?
Well, I took the money, but the form I signed, I declined to have them take out the income tax.
Okay, good. You sound like you're good then. You're good then. If you declined to let them take the money from you, they did not take the money from you, then it's fantastic for you.
Yeah, I declined for them to take it out, and then I signed, I said, sign N/A, not applicable.
Okay.
American state nationals are exempt. So
okay.
You think that's okay like that? I mean, you know.
Well, you already done it.
I signed the...
Look, here's the thing.
It was her IRA. That's why I'm wondering how that affects me. If it was inherited, does that have anything to do with taxes for me?
Atlanta, you got the money. Looks like it's fine. Net NA, not applicable. It's true. It doesn't apply to you. But it's not because you declared yourself a state national. Because, you know what? Every American is a state national, U.S. citizen, and state citizen at the same time. The state national argument
is an
erroneous argument out there. It's not about your citizenship. There's nothing wrong at all with any American's citizenship when it comes to income taxes. It's about how you define the United States for tax purposes only. For tax purposes, U.S. means D.C. For nationality purposes, you and me are U.S. citizens, nationals, and state citizens at the same time. So, but it looks, sounds to me you did okay. So, I don't know what to say without further seeing your paperwork to give any more commentary about what you did or not. If you give me the paperwork that you signed, a copy of that, I can give you a more accurate answer.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. My pleasure, Lana. Hope you're doing good. Okay. All right, we have nobody with a question. I'm going to get to the questions, my email, and then online. But if you have a question you want to ask right now, the call-in line is open at 424-552-1299 and press 1. Call in at 424-552-1299 and press 1 to get your question asked next. Okay, we have Brian here. He's a student at Freedom Law School, and he has concern about the Oregonian regarding Senate bill that passed yesterday. Okay, and so this is the bill that was passed in the state about income tax credits of the state. Guys, this should have been on my table to begin with. Okay, I'm not here to answer people's questions on some state out there might pass a law about something that might become a law about that particular state. I don't know what to say, because I'm not expert in anything that might come to one state to pass, okay? Okay? But Oregon already follows federal tax law definitions. So this legislation they're going to make makes no difference at all. Oregon is already a state that follows the federal tax law definitions to begin with. So this law that's being proposed as bill will not change anything to begin with. So in that sense, Brian, your answer has already been made clear, my friend. Okay? Let's see. What else do we got here? You have any questions online? I see no callers right now getting a question answered. Okay? We have a question, looks like from Deadly Shadow 28. No overturned holding was effectively superseded by the Revenue Act of 1942, which amended the tax code to make alimony a taxable. This was a statutory change, not judicial. Okay, I don't know what you're talking about in that commentary. Okay, meant when following how they were saying owed every year the last couple of years. Again, I'm not sure what you're talking about. You previously say my aunt is trying to convince me with all the last couple of years, which with issues with tax returns and overcharging to file, I told her no, ma'am. Okay, well, that's not a question, guys. Okay? All right, we got two calls that just called in with questions. Area code 559, area code caller, followed by a caller from area code 720, and then another one joining us from area code 801. All right, 559, area code caller, please give me your first name. I heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please.
Hey, Paymon, my name is Tony. I've called in before, and I've heard of Freedom Law School through a YouTube video that you appeared on one of the channels. I can't recall the name, but that's how I've heard about Freedom Law School.
Very good. Thank you, Tony, for calling. What's in your mind, my friend?
So yesterday I watched last week's live episode with Joe Bannister, and my question is going to be in regards to a couple of the callers that called in after you and Joe Bannister were talking to each other or talking to us. So I live in California, and I now understand, I've been understanding now that like how we're not required, how most Americans are not required to file federal income tax, and how I can legally go exempt on my checks. Now, from what I've heard from last week's episode, I think you stated that California and New York, they follow federal laws. Now, if they follow federal laws, does that mean I could go exempt on California withholding as well? And do I still have to file taxes for California for state taxes? Or can I stop that too? I know they're a bit more hardcore on people, right, than the IRS is. They're a bit more mean.
Well, are you an employee, you said?
I am an employee, yes, sir.
Okay, so realize as an employee, you are sitting duck for the IRS for the FDB, I'm sorry, to potentially down the road take 25% of your paycheck. That's the problem with that to begin with, okay? So they have their own form on how to do the withholding in California. And I haven't really looked at that for a while, honestly, for a while. They have, let's see. So I haven't really looked at that. But they got their own form. Get that to me, and I'll look at it and cover it for you because I haven't looked at California for a long time. And if you can stop it, you can stop it, do that. But be aware that they're pretty aggressive, and they might eventually catch up with you, take 25% of your paycheck, and add to the tax penalty and interest as well. That's the only problem, big problem with California, Tony.
So right now, I've been going exempt federally for a while, but I've been allowing California to take the max out because just from what I've heard from you, that they're aggressive. I just didn't want to deal with this. So it's almost like I'm just letting them take what they want, you know. And it's not a big portion, but it's a portion that I could use in my daily life. So right now, I'm not a sitting duck, right? But you're saying that if I were to start going exempt on California, then they could potentially come after me later on.
After your paycheck, yes, a bank account.
Okay, I was a bit confused on the – so the caller that I'm regarding is – his name was Nick. And I think I just had a blank moment right now. But let me see. Yeah, I had a blank moment. Yeah, the caller was Nick, and I think he was kind of facing what you just described right now. He owes the California state like $1,700 bucks, and yeah, you guys were just discussing on options that he should take. So, yeah, I'm just worried. I don't want to go down that path, you know, and deal with California. I do plan on moving out of the state eventually.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I don't want to face the same problems that brother is.
Right. You're doing the right thing. Vote with your feet. You're voting with the IRS by not paying income tax voluntarily to the IRS. And for state of California, you're voting with your feet, leaving the state. Very good. Congratulations.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Okay, that's the only question I had for now. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. My pleasure, Tony. Thanks for calling, brother. We have 720 caller next. Please give me your first name, how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please.
Hi, Paymon. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Good evening. My name is Adrian, and I am a former member of Freedom Law School. The reason I'm no longer a member is because I became disabled and I couldn't no longer afford my premium. My tax situation is I've been disabled for 10 years, and I learned of Freedom Law School during the 10 years, so therefore I knew not to pay any taxes. However, last year, the Franchise Tax Board sent me a collection letter for the year that they claim I owe taxes for. Well, my question to them was, how do I owe taxes on unearned income? It's disability income. So they agreed that there's no taxes on disability income, and that if I would just send them a W-4 form, if I would just complete a tax return, then they could assist me in not having to pay taxes. Well, of course, they lied. Okay, so once I sent it, then they came after me for a collection. So that was for one particular year. Now they're coming after me for another year. What do I do?
All right. How much are they after you for? For what years?
It's only $1,100.
Okay. All right. Let me ask you a question. How much you make from disability every month?
On disability, I get $3,006 a month.
Okay. All right. Why are you still living in California, or are you moved to Nevada? Where do you live right now?
I left California, and I am currently in Colorado. I was in Nevada, and then I came to Colorado to stay with family.
And who pays your disability? Colorado, California, who pays your disability?
California.
Okay. So you're getting from California disability payments, but you live in Colorado, correct?
I'm sorry,
You're receiving California disability payments, but you live in Colorado, correct?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Yes.
So I haven't looked at California. The thing is that I haven't looked at California disability income laws, honestly, to tell you a good answer on that. So, but you said you filed a tax return a few years ago and reported your California disability income, and based upon that, they said you owed the money, correct?
Yes.
Well, it appears to me that California taxes disability income as well. Have you looked that up online?
I did, and they are saying that it's not taxable. But the reason why the state of California can get away with taxing it is because my employer is reporting it on a W-2 $1,002 instead of a $1099, and that's where the loophole is coming in at.
What do you mean your employer? I thought you said you're disabled. Hold on, wait. I'm confused. You said you're disabled. How do you have an employer?
I am disabled from work for the L.A. County Sheriff's Department. I've won a case. I got a permanent disability from Social Security court. I've done everything right. But my disability comes from the Sheriff's Department. That check comes from them because it's private disability, not state disability. So they don't report it on a 1099 as everybody else do. They report it on a W-2, which I've been fighting for the last 3 or 4 years because that's illegal.
Okay, I see what you got. You got a little unique misunderstanding. Okay, California, if they provide disability insurance, benefits are not taxable. But you got paid from a county or city of Los Angeles. County of Los Angeles,
yes.
Sheriff Department, okay? But they're looking at that county payment as this is a private. So I got a little bit of research, but this is, so tell them, look, there's a mistake on there. You're getting from county is a subdivision of the state. Therefore, they should not be sending that disability W-2 form to the IRS or 1099, either one. They should not be doing that.
Yes.
So you got to correct that. And tell FTV, look, a county is a subdivision of the state. It's not a private company. It's a government entity, which is a subdivision of the state of California. So you got to clear that with the state of California. Just to call them about that. That's the problem they got there.
Okay, but based on all the paperwork that Freedom Law School submitted on my behalf, they have not taken any federal or state taxes out. So they did adhere to that, but the reporting is incorrect.
Yes, reporting seems to be the problem to begin with, because even though state is a part of the government, they're treating a payment to you as if it's a private-to-private payment. And it says, California, I'm looking online right now, okay? California State Disability Insurance benefits are generally not taxable, meaning they're not taxable by state or by extension at the county level. So you gotta tell them about that. Contact them about that. Tell them about that. This is government paying you, not a private company. Okay?
Yes.
All right.
Okay. So, who do I contact? The state, you say?
California contact the California Franchise Tax Board. This is not you're not an employee of this is not a private company payment. You this is a disability. There was a mistake on the form. Should not be a W-2 form. This is a County of Los Angeles retired disability payment. You call them about that. Okay, so call the state.
Okay,
also call the LA County. Tell them to correct it. Do not send any more of these W-2 forms to the state. That's a mistake they're making and causes a problem for you.
They refuse. Yeah.
Okay?
I've been working on it for 2 years, and they refuse to do any of the things we just discussed.
Yeah.
So, okay.
I hear you.
Thanks, Paymon.
You're welcome. Sorry about that. I wish I could be more healthy, Adrienne. I wish the very best for you.
Okay. Have a good evening.
All right. Have a good evening. Let's go to our next caller, area code 801. Give me your first name, please. How you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please.
I think I've been a member for about 2 years now. Originally heard.
I'm saying, what's your name?
Joe Oatman on Isaac.
All right. And so you are a Restore Freedom Plan member?
Correct, for 2 years now.
Okay.
Originally heard about you on Joe Oatman, where you went on there live about 3-4 years ago, I think.
Yes,
on
yes.
Conservative Daily.
Yes, uh-huh.
Couple questions. 16th Amendment, does that not apply to us?
16th Amendment did not give Congress any new taxing powers, period. Just did nothing. Legally, it accomplished nothing. That's what that is.
I'm sorry, repeat that.
The 16th Amendment did not give Congress any new power of taxation, because direct taxes are, in the U.S. Constitution, limited. They got to be divided up among the states or apportioned. The income tax of today is not divided up among the states or apportioned. So they pretend like the 16th Amendment of the Constitution changed that and give Congress the power to tax your livelihood, income, or property without dividing up or apportioning it among the states, which it did not do so. So it's irrelevant.
Oh, okay, good. And then my second question is, aren't you required, if you're state or federal employee, to pay taxes, or is there any other position where you do need to file taxes, like any kind of licenses or anything like that?
You just said a whole lot, federal or state tax employee. No. If you're a federal worker and you work in Washington, D.C., you have to pay federal income tax on that. State workers are not required to pay federal income tax either. Does that answer your question for you?
So that's the only time you're required to pay state or federal is if you're a government worker?
You just mix up state and federal both ways. Okay? All the states are not the same. Okay? Some states, like Florida, don't have a state income tax to begin with. Most of the states follow federal law. If you like Pennsylvania, do not. So it's not a black and white answer to that question, okay? So you need to make your question more specific, not vague blanket, because it's not a vague blanket answer for all.
Let me make my question exactly what I'm trying to get at. I'm going through real estate school to become a realtor here in Utah. Am I required to pay taxes?
No, because Utah follows federal law. And in fact, you can find it on our website. If you go to our website, okay, I'll show it to you guys, Freedom Law School's website, okay. All these answers are there. You got to go to freedomlawschool.org. It's a good resource for you guys, okay. You go there and you go under, Get Help, right? There was the state tax thing. On FAQ? On the educational, go under FAQ, frequently asked questions, okay. And when you go there, the top, the word state. Okay, I need that chart. Is that what the chart is? Yeah, state, there's a chart. Okay. Oh, okay. You see that? It comes up under question number 6. What about state income taxes? There's a video. Below the video, you'll see also open state income tax interactive map. Okay. You open that interactive map right there. Shows you a map of the states. And then we got state income tax map. You see it right there. The green states on the map do not even claim to have a state income tax. Okay? No state income tax at all. Okay? The ones that are piggyback on federal are the ones on federal are yellow. Okay? Although California does, we should have California, it's got to be yellow also. The ones that are aggressive, okay, are orange. Extremely aggressive are orange with a shaded. So, yeah, Utah is not an aggressive state. So, you're good there. I wouldn't worry about Utah if I was you. Any other questions?
Thank you, Simon.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Okay, the call line is open. If you have a question, you can ask it right now. Otherwise, I'm going to go to any questions that may be online. People wish to ask, the number to call if you have a question. I'm going to put it on the screen for you guys. The number is 424. No, what's the number to call? Call number. Just put it on the screen for people. 424-552-1299 and press 1 to get your question answered. Call 424-552-1299 and then press 1. Okay? All right. No questions on call yet, but looks like online there's a question by, let's see, that Wiki has a question there. What about Canada Revenue Agency? Similar arrangement? No. Canada is different. America is the only major country on earth that recognizes that your rights, you were born with. Your rights were given by you, created from the moment you were born. You have God-given rights that cannot be taken by government. And the U.S. Constitution is written with the spirit and intent of the Declaration of Independence that recognizes your rights come from God. And the government's job is only to protect and preserve your God-given rights. Canada, England, like most of the world, your rights come from the government, the crown. So the restrictions on taxation that the U.S. Constitution imposes on federal government, there is no such restrictions on British, Canadian, Australian, New Zealand, all these other English-speaking countries do not have the same restrictions. That's why all of these countries are becoming socialist very fast. They are already socialist, in my opinion. New Zealand, Australia, England, and Canada. And in England has had guns were banned in the 1960s in England. And guns were banned in Australia, I think, about in your early 2000 years. Okay, so you don't have those God-given rights. So I suggest you consider moving to America, my friend. We'd love to have freedom lovers like you come to move to America, brother, amongst other freedom lovers of earth who've gathered here in America, the land, the free home of the brave like you. Okay, any more questions online? Let's see. No, I got a question on a way to get a question asked. Okay. The long run 86 says, how do I deal with the past business I still owe taxes on? I don't have a easy answer for you. Looks like you filed a 1040 income tax confession form. If you did, you confessed to owe the IRS money on that 1040 income tax confession form under oath under penalty of perjury. Your accountant, your CPA deceived you, misused you, abused you, ripped you off to pay for tax work so that you put the rope around your neck and claim and state under oath you owe the IRS money. I cannot get you out of that. But what you can do is from now on, do not file any more 1040 income tax confession form. Do not confess to the IRS any more money on those 1040 forms. That is the best thing you can do because, you see, you stand here as a 1040 form under penalty of perjury. That's how they get you. And they don't tell you to read it. How you do this thing, you say, throw me in prison. If everything on this form is not true, correct and complete, you tell the IRS, I owe you money. In fact, we got to put down this form, I owe you money. You got to put down this form also on this page, you know. So sorry about that. I wish I could have a better answer for you. All right. The caller we had live left. Looks like he left. He was there. So any more questions online? The number to call if you have a question is 424-552-1299 and press 1. For a live question, call 424-552-1299 and press 1. All right. No questions and no question online either. Our brothers and sisters, join the national tax strike for yourself. Do what's good for your family, for America. You can do it for free at freedomlawschool.org. I've done it myself for over 30 years and openly teaching Americans to do the same for over 30 years. And I got a system in place. The laws are there for you to do it yourself for free. All you gotta do is to go to our website, freedomlawschool.org, and take the 7 steps to regain your power and freedom. Okay? Never again voluntarily pay the Washington D.C. swamp legally and safely guaranteed. So tax 2026, like it's 1776, and live free from now on.